Our subject today is net neutrality and the vote that was expected to come up later this week by the Federal Communications Commission. Here to talk about with me is Alina Selyuk. Alina, good morning.
Good morning.
This is something we've been talking about for a while now, the FCC, net neutrality. Can you walk us through some of what's going on?
Sure. So the net neutrality debate in various shapes and forms, as you rightfully point out, has been taking place since the early days of the internet. Where we are now is a brand new approach from a new administration, and the FCC on Thursday is expected to vote to deregulate internet service providers. They're reeling back strict regulations that were put in place by the Obama administration, and they are expected to vote on rules that would essentially allow internet service providers to block any traffic, slow down traffic, strike up deals with apps and websites to load faster than other websites. We have very little clear understanding what that will look like because we haven't had such a time in our modern internet history when these types of rules weren't on the books in one version or another. The critics, of course, say this will result in an internet that operates with internet service providers as gatekeepers rather than neutral gateways to your apps and services. Whereas the companies themselves say we have no interest in being a company that blocks your access to your favorite website. It's not in our interest.
And some of this is coming out, as you said, in 2015, the FCC adopted net neutrality rules. At that time, Ajit Pai was a commissioner. Now he's the chairman. So what's he been saying?
Sure. So the structure of the FCC is a 5-member commission, and it flips depending on what party majority is in the White House. So in 2015, the Democrats essentially ran the FCC. They had the majority vote for whatever rules they wanted to impose. Now the Republicans are doing the same thing. And indeed, the current chairman of the FCC used to be a commissioner in the minority, in the Republican minority, when the big controversial net neutrality rules were put in place, the ones that were the strictest ever. He's a free market guy. He's a small government guy. He thinks the markets should resolve whatever matter is in place. He says the consumers will not stand for any kind of web blockage. The companies wouldn't do such a thing because it's not in their interest. You know, what he's saying instead, the rules that he plans to impose on Thursday, say the companies will be transparent. And then another agency, the Federal Trade Commission, can go after any kind of violators or bad actors. Of course, he's facing a lot of criticism. The advocacy groups that welcomed the 2015 vote and internet companies, really large ones at that, you know, including Netflix and Facebook and Amazon, they're saying the rules that are being taken away will really change how the internet operates, that will result in internet service providers potentially charging you more. So it's this really intense standoff that we're dealing with this year.
Right, and we saw even as part of the kind of growing momentum of people issuing their kind of challenges to these rules, this morning we saw a letter from Vint Cerf and Steve Wozniak, Tim Berners-Lee, you know, people who are kind of iconic names in the computer and internet industry, of people, you know, urging the FCC not to throw the net neutrality rules in the trash. You know, the people who care the most about it are convinced that everyone on the internet will experience something drastically different if these rules change. Do you have a sense of how different the internet might be after these rules are changed?
These kinds of rules have been on the books for a really long time. Somebody I talked to said, we really haven't lived with a modern internet that was not guided by net neutrality rules. We don't know what to expect. One thing I do know that we probably will get is a new lawsuit. I'm assuming one of the consumer advocacy groups or the ACLU are expected to challenge the latest move by the FCC in court and potentially prolong this debate. I do want to say that the other thing that's happening, you mentioned the letter that was sent, there's big pressure on Congress to act. Over the past few years, ever since the 2015 rules, there has been this big move, both from the critics and the supporters, kind of on both sides, saying Congress should really write new laws. This shouldn't be this ever-ending debate within the Federal Communications Commission. This should be a congressional decision of how internet service providers should be regulated. And that's something we're watching, although, of course, Congress is a tough environment to pass much these days.
And we should note, too, that NPR's legal counsel has filed comments with the FCC on the net neutrality proposal opposing the deregulation that will come up for a vote on Thursday.